Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Hi, Jameer. I'm calling about a charge by your company on my credit card that I think is incorrect. Are you there?
Okay, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up the account.
02534.
Okay. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I was able to locate that account for you.
This was a promotional thing through Lowe's, and I was only supposed to have to pay the shipping, but it looks like they charged me for the actual item too.
Okay, man. Did you read the terms and conditions before placing that purchase?
No, not totally.
Okay, man. So, if you will, please, ma'am, verify the mailing address for security purposes.
It was to Post Office Box 674, Catawmet, C-A-T-A-U-M-E-T, Massachusetts, 02534.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it says here on February 21st, you ordered that Wi-Fi booster. You got that item shipped out to you. Also says here that on the 25th, you were charged $56.95. Give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me pull up their terms and conditions and see why they charge you that. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. It looks like here, the reason you were charged at $56.95 is because you got enrolled into their online gadget club store. And it says here with that membership purchase that you receive a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled. And they also email you regarding that account, ma'am.
Well, I guess I should have read the terms and conditions then, huh?
I would say yes.
What can
ma'am.
I do to get this done? Because that's very, very deceptive as far as what Lowe's was doing. And I notice now everybody, Home Depot, CVS, Costco, everybody's doing it now. So I don't want to be involved in any online club.
Yes, ma'am.
And if they put it in the terms and conditions, then they should put it in the actual thing, you know? Because you think you're getting a deal, okay, you pay the shipping and, mm-hmm. and you get this item, and it's a bunch of crap. It's a scam.
Okay, ma'am. So I can get this account canceled for you, and that will cancel any future charges.
That would be good.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me get that done for you, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number for you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. This is like the time, remember the time with the watches? Nothing's free. It's just the way you have to look at it. Whoever reads the terms and conditions on anything, beyond signing your name to it. Today is 3/12. Today is Auntie Di's birthday.
Okay, ma'am, are you ready for the cancellation number?
I am.
And that number is C, as in cat,
259-083-095.
Okay. And C, as in cat, 259-083-095. Yes, ma'am. And if that's all, ma'am, I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. Hope you do, too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.